Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Saturday, April 2nd. As always, I'm Dave. And Dan's here, too.
Yes, of course.
Dan, I have a big surprise for you this week.
I cannot wait. What?
Well, you're going to have to wait for a while. Wait. Yep. Because you're going to be all excited.
Was it like my Tortola t-shirt
No. It wasn't like that. But, again, it's Saturday, April 2nd. Check us out on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. Everything we talk about today, well, one of the things we talk about today, two of the things we talk about today will be on there.
Okay.
I put up the all-criminal team. we're going to do an all-criminal NFL team. Thanks to a suggestion from Wayne of the Show Pure Snappers. He was really into this whole idea.
I actually went a little crazy on the running backs.
Well, there's so many.
Yes, there are.
So, yeah, it'll be up there. It's actually, it's up there right now. I updated the website right before we started the show. You can questions, comments, and concerns, just like Wayne and something coming up later on, feel free to email us.
Oh, now you got my curiosity is piqued.
CFFLcommissioner@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
It's been a couple weeks, not a whole lot going on in the NFL, but we do still have some NFL news and notes, as well as two extra special topics for you.
That's right.
One is the NFL all-crime team, and then the other one, the top 10 Super Bowl-era quarterbacks. You're going to love my list.
Gee, let's see. Aaron Rodgers 1, Brett Favre 2.
Man, it was fun. It was really tough to put together.
Yeah, the first five were pretty easy for me.
Yeah, when it got down to 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, then it was like, it got tough. I'm going to put him on there.
And there's going to be some disagreements.
Yeah, because I'm going to be curious on what you're basing yours on. Because I based mine on something else. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But other than that, we also have a fantasy girl this week.
Who?
I'm not telling you who.
Oh. Can I just ask, is she over 30?
Well, no.
Of course.
But... it wasn't decided by me.
Oh. This so is now a I can't surprise. Complain. I can't complain. Oh, okay.
So let's get this going.
Yes.
Let's get this started. Let's get this rolling because it's going to be, I think once we get going in the all-crime team in the top 10 NFL Super Bowl era quarterbacks, it's going to take a while. So
yeah.
Let's get the news and notes going and we'll keep this moving. News and notes. And no, Dan, as you said during the music, it doesn't mean someone else likes two-year-olds. they just don't like the 40-year-olds.
There's nothing wrong with the 40-year-olds, I'm telling you that.
But I'm telling you, this guy's going to be your best friend when you hear the email.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But let's get into it.
Yeah,
all right.
You got,
we're going to start off this week with the NFL and their continued desire to force feed everybody a Los Angeles NFL team. It looks like the Los Angeles Rams are going to be the featured team on this year's Hard Knocks.
Yes, I heard that.
Also, the LA Rams have been announced as one of the teams playing an NFL game in China in 2018.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Yeah,
can you imagine flying over to China for a game where no one's going to be able to watch and everybody's going to be like forced at gunpoint to applaud?
And I'll think it's pretty funny if Jacksonville's the other team because it seems like Jacksonville.
They go everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because no one wants to watch them if they're in Jacksonville. Next up is
I thought you were going to say the Rams then.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say more. Listening to the Dan Patrick show, I think Well, I'm a little behind on the Dan Patrick Show, so I'm listening to podcasts.
Right.
I'm shocked that you didn't bring up, too, that there's rumblings from a reporter in St. Louis saying that the Rams were kind of forced to pick Michael Sam.
I read that. I was like,
I thought you would.
I was going to, but it's like, I've picked on Michael Sam enough. I got a new.
Wow.
A new target for all my aggressions.
That's amazing.
I read that, and I was going to say something about it, but then when you're reading it, the Rams are saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah, Fisher is still denying it.
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
I think Dan
Patrick. We talked about that at the beginning, like this was set up this way because he's
right.
Played in Missouri. And
well, and Dan Patrick hit Fisher on it again, and it was just like, let it go because.
Wow, they say that too.
Well, yeah, they must say it. No, I'm thinking to myself, let it go, Dan.
Oh, man.
You're not going to get a straight answer out of Fisher. He's not going to say, oh, yeah, Dan, you're right. Yeah, we the NFL made a deal with us. We didn't have to do Hard Knocks that year.
That year. We're going to do it this year when we're in L.A. Yeah. Although I did see the two pictures of the stadium that billionaire wants to build for the Rams. One of them looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
although it's still in Inglewood. Woo.
Yeah.
We're but almost, 3.5 weeks away from the NFL draft?
Yeah.
And already it looks like an NFL scout has destroyed any chance at a career for Jared Goff even before he's been drafted. Did you hear what happened?
No.
This is what he said. I hope someone takes him early ahead of us, an NFC scout told the New Jersey Advance Media. That would be great. Drop a good player to us. I'm not crazy about him. Not at all. He doesn't win. Show me a quarterback who didn't win in college that did well up here in the NFL. There aren't many. To me, he's another Jay Cutler, and you can take that any way you want.
I feel like I'm going to be the Jay Cutler
defender
here, but...
Yeah, but he hasn't won anything.
He hasn't, but is he... I can name you a lot other quarterbacks out there that suck worse than Jay Cutler.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
Marcus Mariota?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Marcus, this year going to be, I'm honestly thinking.
This is Marcus.
He may be a keeper this year.
No, please.
Although I'm going to have to draft him, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Where were we?
in a there's no way this would ever happen moment, Roger Goodell came out and said that he will not dismiss Las Vegas as a home for an NFL team.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, that would be awesome.
The Raiders. Would that not be the best? Another reason to go there in Vegas and
I'd
watch
actually
football.
Become a Raider fan.
That would be fun. Okay, now, you're going to hate me for this next topic.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But I had to bring it up because what month is it? We just started April, right?
Yep.
When was the Super Bowl? Beginning of February?
Yeah.
Panthers head coach Ron Rivera found it necessary to go to the media and defend his quarterback Cam Newton again for his antics after Super Bowl 50, which was a little over 2 months ago. Rivera said that it simply isn't fair that players from the losing team are forced to undergo questions from the media after the game, and that it isn't fair that the winning teams are undergoing questioning from the media so close to where the losers are being questioned.
Blah, 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 blah.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Is this the first time this is... I mean, this was Super Bowl 50, right?
Yep.
Is this the first year that this has ever happened where the losers were made to talk to the media?
No.
Is this the first year when the winning team was talking to the media at the same time as the losing team?
No.
Okay. Can we please stop treating poor little Cam Newton like he's some special little child?
Can we please just
This is why I gave up on Michael Sam. I gave up on Michael Sam because Cam Newton's
because
not the
Because
there's
no story there? Is that why we gave up on Michael Sam?
No, Michael Sam is just, I mean, he's such a has-been. But this is the exact reason kids are ending up with no ability to handle real life. They're being protected from real life at every turn by people like Ron Rivera.
But no one else in the NFL. I mean, it's only Cam Newton who...
Well, he's the only one complaining about it.
I know.
Okay, ready? Finally in the news.
Okay.
Short news segment this week. The Cleveland Browns have reportedly given Robert Griffin a 2-year, $15 million contract to play for them. Are they insane? That's my question to you.
Okay, so I know we're going to have another podcast down the line on our mock drafts or whatever, but does Cleveland take a quarterback with the second pick?
Now that they have Robert Griffin, I don't know if they take him with the second pick, but maybe second round.
But then they're not going to get the guy they want.
Yeah, but they got the guy they wanted 2 years ago, and he ended up being
I think they'd be crazy right now to take a quarterback.
Number two?
Number two.
They trade out of the position, take one later?
They need so much help. I mean, they're going to lose. Probably they're going to trade Joe Thomas from what the reports say.
See, you know, I was reading, too, that they aren't interested in trading Joe Thomas. But if somebody comes up with a great deal.
Well, if Joe Thomas doesn't.
God, I would love Joe Thomas in Green Bay.
What do you mean? We just signed Taylor or whatever, that offensive lineman.
And I just read an article, too, that they have 20 players up for renewal next year.
Who?
The Packers.
Oh, great.
One being Eddie Lacy. Their whole offensive line is up for renewal next year.
That's probably why
they're not signing anybody. Yeah,
exactly.
So, that's it. Anything else for news and notes? And Mike Shanahan went and just praised Robert Griffin, saying that, Cleveland Browns couldn't have gotten a better quarterback.
All I have is David Johnson is going to be the bell cow.
In Arizona?
In Arizona.
Is this another... Come and get him before he's gone.
Before he's gone.
Dan's got a boy to trade. Oh, man. Dave Johnson. Going to be the bell cow. How long did it take you to find that article?
That was a number one... top story.
Wow. And we wasted all that time on the other news and notes when that was the only thing that matters.
That's the only thing I really wanted to talk about, actually.
All right. Well, that's it for the news and notes, everybody. We're going right into... What do you want to do first? You want to do the NFL all-crime list, or do you want to do the
Let's do the crime list first.
Super Bowl-era quarterbacks. Crime list?
I have it right here.
Okay. NFL all-time crime list. Here we go. And here we are back with the NFL all-crime list, and Dan just found another running back for his list, apparently.
Just had to update a few more.
Monty Ball arrested. Oh, man. Well, again, we want to thank Wayne Beckus of the Shropshire Snappers for coming up with this idea. Thanks for making me do all this work.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God. You know, I was fine. I sat while I was photographing this week models.
Right. And, working hard, you mean.
Working hard. And while I was doing that, in my head, like going over, okay, who would I put on this list? Just trying to see how many I could name before I went and did some research. I was fine up until we got to offensive line.
See, I'm like Wayne. You only did
the fantasy guys?
Fantasy relevant guys.
I was only going to do fantasy guys, but then... Not that it got fun, but it's like when you do some research on some of these positions... They have everything listed.
Oh my God.
It's like, okay. Then I had to figure out, okay, how am I going to put my team together? How did you put yours together?
Well, like I said, I probably order of
crime importance. That's what I did. I was going to do it as who's the better player, but then I'm like, no, this is the all crime team.
Right.
You got to go in order of, who had the worst crime at that position?
Yep.
All right. Okay, good. So we're almost the same. We might have the same list.
You are probably way deeper than I am.
Michael, quarterbacks, of course.
Well, number one is Michael Vick.
Got to be Michael Vick. Spent years in prison for running a dogfighting ring and for killing said dogs by use of electrodes. The best part about the whole Vick thing, in my mind, is that every blind Vick fan... was saying, oh, you gotta just forgive him. You got to give him a second chance. He apologized. But it's like, he only apologized...
Because he got caught.
How many years was he running that thing?
Oh, Can you only imagine? Oh. I'm sure they're for years and years.
So your number one guy is Michael Vick also?
Yep.
Who's your backup?
My backup, I have a tie because I have to have a tie.
Of course, yes. What would a list be without a damn
but,
tie?
But I just want to point out with the quarterbacks, Michael Vick is the biggest name quarterback that we can find. I mean,
yeah.
Because
the only guy that's really done anything.
Because these guys I'm going to say now, A, one won't be in the league anymore, and two, oh, the other that? One. Gee, I wonder.
No, seriously.
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Why didn't I think of Johnny Manziel? Maybe it's because he hasn't really been arrested for anything.
Well, and
he's just a douche.
Well, and then obviously when we get to the running backs, there's going to be somebody that technically
has been arrested.
Wasn't arrested for a crime that everybody thinks he committed, but.
But he was found guilty. I mean, if we're talking about the same guy, he was found guilty in a civil trial of wrongful death.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So who's your backup?
My other tie backup is Ryan Leaf.
Oh.
And I dug on Ryan a little bit.
So you took Manziel and Leaf.
Yep.
Okay. That's not my second stringer. You want to?
Is your second stringer actually a player? Or?
Well, he I was. Mean, was.
Well, I'm sorry. Was he? No.
My second player is Todd Marinovich.
But see, he's totally irrelevant too, though.
Well, I'm not saying they're not irrelevant. I'm just saying that. And I think I read this list to you when we were talking about this on the phone.
Right.
The guy who spent his childhood as his father's science experiment to create the best all-time quarterback started in 1991 when he was arrested while still a student at USC on charges of rape and substance abuse. 1997, arrested on suspicion of growing marijuana and served 3 months in jail after pleading guilty. 2000, arrested for sexual assault. 2005, after being found with drug paraphernalia, he fled on a child's bike, caught a few blocks away, and he gave his occupation as an unemployed artist and anarchist. Wow. On a police report which stated that his pupils were dilated and his behavior was erratic. In 2007, he was arrested and charged with felony drug possession and resisting police order after being told to stop skateboarding near Newport Beach, California Pier Boardwalk, where apparently it's illegal to skateboard. Police tried to stop him. He was found hiding in a carport after he ran away about six blocks away, and he had a guitar case that police officers said they found a gram of powdered methamphetamine, a metal spoon, and a hypodermic needle. That's got to be better than Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, there's other...
I mean, there's more for Johnny Manziel coming.
Oh, yeah. Just give him time.
I mean, he's only been in the league 3 years.
I mean, he's going to be like Ryan Leaf eventually.
Oh,
where
man.
Didn't Leaf get picked up for...
While he was a coach at a high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a real winner, too.
So you have Ryan Leaf. So we got a pretty good list.
Oh, there's...
We're going to be way over our 50-man roster.
I'm telling you, there's... I can... You want more quarterbacks.
Just name some off.
Chris Sims was arrested, charged, well, and a lot of these are going to be DUIs.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Sims, Vince Young was issued a citation for assault at an altercation in the Dallas nightclub.
Was that before he was a Packer? It had to have been.
That was back in 2010.
Okay, so, yeah. Before, and we still signed him.
Let's not forget the late Michael Steve McNair.
Oh, yes, yes. He was
charged with being the owner of a vehicle being operated by a drunk driver. Oh, man. Jake Plummer.
He was a drunk.
Yep, pretty much. That's what yep.
Well, maybe still is.
They actually have the Dante Culpepper boat cruise on here.
Oh, yes, the fun boat.
The party boat, yes. Even Matt Schaub had a little...
Running
with the, he had assault and battery at a fight outside a restaurant.
So we could have like a whole team draft. We could have an all crime fantasy league.
There is a ton of.
All right. Should we go on to running backs?
Oh, this is where my list is huge.
Okay. Our number one's got to be the same.
Yeah. I think
Lawrence Phillips
and
OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
They're our starting backfield. Not bad.
No, they...
Some studs.
Yes, they are.
Lawrence Phillips, 2005, was arrested for assault after allegedly driving a car into three teenagers following a dispute with the teens during a pickup football game in Los Angeles, California. At the time of the arrest, Phillips was wanted in San Diego in connection with two alleged domestic abuse incidents involving a former girlfriend who claimed that Phillips choked her to a point of unconsciousness during one of the incidents.
Isn't he the same one that pulled the girl by the hair down?
Possibly.
I mean, allegedly. Sorry.
And since all those things put him in jail or in prison, he is now on trial for murder after he killed his cellmate.
Well, he wasn't on trial for murder.
Well, he's on trial for murder again after killing his cellmate.
Didn't he die?
Who?
Lawrence Phillips.
Is he dead?
I thought he killed himself.
Oh, he did!
I'm like, where were you going with
he that? Did! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner! He is our all-star!
Our MVP.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. He did kill himself,
yeah,
didn't he?
That's like, that happened this year, right? Like,
yes, January. Shortly after he got, like, charged, right?
Right, yep, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, man. Only Hall of Fame.
Only if old OJ could do that.
OJ Simpson, number two. I mean, of course, he was acquitted for murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in the early 90s because, as you know, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. After the acquittal, Simpson was later found guilty by some weird lawyer speaking regarding unlawful death or something in a civil trial. So, although he wasn't convicted of murder, the Goldmans got all kinds of money in a civil suit, but they apparently got nothing from that. And karma came around, and OJ is now in prison.
Showed his true colors.
After being convicted of robbery and kidnapping in Las Vegas when he was trying to steal his own memorabilia.
Back from somebody, right?
Oh my God, yes. Other possibilities for you, because I know you have a long list on this one.
Well, I have the two most recent.
Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'd do one or the other back, or Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice. I don't know. And then, obviously, Monte Ball just got busted.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Henry. Having sex with a 15-year-old who allegedly told him she was 18.
Well, that's her fault.
Another recent guy, LaShawn McCoy.
Oh, yes. Beating, I forgot about LaShawn McCoy.
Beating up the cops.
He might move up on the list if something actually happens out of that.
Well, and now the two that I feel like could move up on the list.
Okay.
These are obviously tongue-in-cheek.
Le'Veon Bell, LeGarrette Blount?
No, better. No?
Okay.
Najee Davenport.
Oh, the mad crapper.
For shitting in somebody. Pooping in somebody's.
In a closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
I forgot about that.
Joseph Randall.
You know. Joseph Randall. Oh, the underwear thief.
Underwear thief.
And then getting the sponsorship from underwear company.
Right.
Oh, man.
But if you, actually, when you read up on that, not only did he steal underwear, he stole a sample bottle of a men's cologne.
Oh, well, he wanted to smell good. I mean, can't knock him for that.
Right.
Well, I know I mentioned this to you when we were talking on the phone about this, but I do have a fullback for our team.
Yes.
You need somebody to open a hole for OJ and...
That's right.
And Lawrence. So I have Billy Cannon.
Yeah.
I only put him in there because I love the fact that he was convicted of a massive counterfeiting scheme in which... He printed millions of dollars in fake $100 bills. Anybody, I'm going to give you a little help out there. If you want to get into counterfeiting, you don't counterfeit $100 bills. Counterfeit something small, like fives and tens, where no one's going to care. Because what is the first thing that happens when you go to a store and you hand them a $100 bill? They hold it up to the light to see if it's got that little strip in there, or they've got their little brown marker thing that they use, right? Yep.
I don't have many of those. So. Oh,
I don't either. I've had one, I think. But that's what they did. They, like, drew on the thing. So here's our running backs. Do you have any others that just come to mind?
I just thought of this after I got to read Wayne's list from his Mean Machine Pro Con team. Let's go back to the quarterbacks quick. He has, as his backups, he has Peyton Manning. And
yeah, but I want to see if anything really happens with Peyton Manning thing in Tennessee.
Right. And then he also has Art Schleister was the only other
guy. Yeah,
the
gambler, yeah. Yep.
Now at running backs, he has Jamal Lewis, and I can't remember exactly what Jamal.
I don't remember either, but.
But I'm sure Wayne's up on top of it. Yeah. He wouldn't want to say anything that wasn't all true. Mercury Morris, Bam Morris, Dave Meggett.
Oh, yeah, Dave Meggett was a big one in all the websites I found.
Michael Bennett, didn't he, I want to say he, like, something with money, or I don't know.
Wasn't making enough.
But he does have Billy Cannon, and then he also has Cecil Collins.
Oh, yeah, Billy Cannon, all right. Receivers.
Okay, receivers.
Your number one guy is?
My number one guy is Ray Kruth.
Ray Kruth has. We've been right on the number one guys. He gets a starting position on this team, even though his career on field wasn't as good as others, because his crime is way worse than anyone else.
Did you read up more on this, too, that his son is still alive?
The one that she was pregnant with?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that. I thought they both died.
That happened 16 years ago, or, well, probably 7.
And isn't he, do I remember this correctly, or am I thinking of somebody else, but wasn't he coming up for parole?
I was just reading, actually, last night, doing my homework, and I think maybe he is up for parole. I know he was sentenced for 19 years.
Oh, okay. So he's.
So he, it's like so it's a couple come, years.
Because he didn't really do the murdering. He just hired two guys to murder her.
Right.
While she was pregnant with his unborn. Well, pregnant, of course, the child would be unborn.
Right. All right. But so. The boy did live.
At worst, he's got 3 more years.
Yeah, 2018, I think. Yeah.
He'll be a Dallas Cowboy.
There you go.
My second guy. This is, I think, where we leave each other.
Right, okay.
You have.
I have Brian Blades.
Oh. Yeah, you got to tell me what he did, because.
He was brought up on manslaughter, on killing his cousin.
Another nice guy.
Yeah, another great guy.
Okay, well, they're about the same as my second place guy.
And
I have Dante Stallworth.
He's my third.
Oh. Dante hit and killed a pedestrian while driving drunk a few years ago. He received a lifetime driver's license suspension, a month in prison, community service, and probation for killing someone.
Yeah, he's a...
And they easily and he beat actually my...
Got, and he got to play still. Yeah. I mean...
Well, like Leonard Little.
Right.
Well, and those two guys easily beat my third and fourth guy. But I am running a chuck and duck offense here. I got four guys on the field.
Well, Wayne's got a pretty long list here, so let's see how long can you go on your list.
Okay, I got Michael Irvin,
yep.
Who just numerous run-ins with cops, including cocaine, sexual assault, drug possession, arrested so many times, just never convicted. And then Plaxico Burress, love this one.
Shot himself in the foot.
Shot himself in the leg.
Our leg.
While illegally carrying a handgun in a club because he had to carry. Okay, you're wearing sweatpants. How are you possibly carrying a gun in your pants? And it's stupid people like Plaxico that give the gun banners the balls to just say you right. shouldn't be allowed to carry weapons as an American citizen. Okay, other candidates. I have Dez Bryant, assaulted his mother.
Yep.
Justin Blackmon for possession and all-around douchiness as a person.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon.
Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Oh, with the, all, yep. Yeah.
There's got to be more. Who are the two guys from Jacksonville? Wasn't one of them a criminal? Like Keenan McCardle or Jimmy Smith? Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, yeah. They actually had a 30 for 30 or whatever on him. Okay. Wayne's got Irving Fryer.
Okay.
I didn't look. Yeah. Stanley Wilson. I thought he was a running back, but Stanley Wilson. No.
Don't.
Or is he thinking Stanley Morgan is what I was wondering. Then he has Gene Atkins, who I thought was a defensive lineman. But maybe there's another Gene Atkins out there.
Maybe we need three people on this podcast.
Yeah. And then he's got Sam. How do you say it?
Sam Heward?
Heward. That was a recent one. Didn't he have like a gambling something going on in Chicago? Somewhere?
Possibly.
Yeah. I shouldn't speculate. So
these are all allegations, of course. You know, nothing.
And then he has Brandon Marshall. What did Brandon Marshall do?
Brandon Marshall, he was...
I mean, I know he can be a...
No, didn't he, before he went to... Was it between Denver and Miami? Something, some kind of an assault thing. Having to do with his bipolarness or something.
Hmm. Okay. And then he has also has Mark Ingram Sr., who was a former backer, wide receiver for the Giants. But I think his all his stuff happened after football was over.
All right. So we move on to tight ends.
Who
and our all-star tight end.
And maybe he should be MVP of the league.
Over the guy who's dead? Over Lawrence Phillips?
Well, yeah, but he's not done. I mean, give him time. He may do something like Lawrence Phillips did.
And Aaron Hernandez, I found out, is on suicide watch in prison.
Maybe he's...
Aaron Hernandez, our number one tight end for our all-criminal team, isn't even a question.
No, no doubt.
The outright captain of this team and will be the captain of his team until his death.
He's got, what, one murder conviction?
Yeah.
And he's up for a possible two more?
Yeah, something like that. For previous, right?
Yeah.
No longer number 81 for the Patriots. For the rest of his life, he'll be known as inmate W106228 in the Massachusetts penal system after being found guilty of pumping 6 bullets into Odin Lloyd in 2013. Nice guy.
Yeah, what a guy.
My backup, just in case, you know, Aaron Hernandez is needed washing dishes or something. I have Mark Chimura.
Yep, Wayne has him too. I wanted to let that one go.
Accused of having had inappropriate sexual contact in April of 2000 at a Waukesha Catholic Memorial High School prom party with the then 17-year-old babysitter of his children.
Wow.
Is this the hot tub party or is that another incident?
No, that's the hot tub party.
Okay. 2 days after being acquitted of child enticement and third-degree sexual assault, Mark Chimura acknowledged that his behavior at a post-prom party wasn't something a married man should do. No kidding. The best part of this is the same Chimura that refused to go to Washington to meet Bill Clinton with the rest of his Super Bowl winning Packer team because he said that he had lost respect for President Clinton over the Monica Lewinsky scandal and could not bear to shake his hand.
That's awesome.
Karma is a bitch. Okay, who else do you...
I got some on this list that are some notable ones.
Tight ends?
Yep.
All right.
Andrew Corliss.
Oh. What did he do? I thought he was a nice guy.
No, he...
He's God's gift, according to his tattoos.
Charged with misdemeanor, discharging a firearm in
public... Oh, that's right. He shot a gun in the air, didn't he?
2 shots.
In Miami.
In Miami Beach, in a parking garage.
I remember that. That was just last year.
Yeah. Fred Davis, Washington tight end.
Okay.
DUI, Kellen Winslow Jr., possession of synthetic marijuana.
Because he can't afford the real stuff?
Outside of a Target store. Julius Thomas.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
Had to have been college years.
He failed to yield to an emergency vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that one wasn't as big as I thought.
You got a ticket.
And then don't forget Jeremy Stevens. Isn't he married to soccer?
Mia Hamm?
No, soccer.
No, that's the one that
threw.
Threw the goalie
son down.
Hope Solo.
Her dad.
Hope Solo.
Yeah, I think he's
is that
married.
Really? They're
I think,
married.
I think they're married. Yeah. Oh, look at me. Great. I know something Dave didn't know.
Wow. All
right, and the list could go on and on. Okay. That's all I got. So,
all right, you didn't do offensive line?
No offensive line.
All right, this will be quick.
Okay.
Justin Strelchik.
And I hope everybody realizes this is just fun. It's
just for fun, because there's nothing else really going on in
football.
I mean,
these guys are all dicks, and you know, we're not laughing because...
We're laughing with them, not
right,
at them.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Strelchik. After a hit-and-run accident in New York, he led police on a 40-mile chase, during which he flipped them off and threw beer cans at their patrol cars.
Nice.
Unfortunately for Justin, the chase ended rather abruptly when his car smashed head-on at 90 miles an hour into a tanker truck carrying corrosive acid,
wow,
killing him instantly. There's an offensive lineman.
Wow.
Next, Nate Newton. 2001, Big Nate was arrested for driving a white van containing not one.
Not two.
213 pounds of marijuana.
Well, we could have done that one. Not one. Not two.
We could have gone on for a while. Just 5 weeks later, he was again arrested with marijuana.
Wow.
Guess how many pounds this time?
I don't remember this.
175 pounds.
Well, he sold so much the first time.
So within 5 weeks, 388 pounds of marijuana. And that's just the times he was caught.
Wow.
Chris Terry, arrested for beating his wife in 2002 when he slammed his wife into a wall, headbutted her, and stuffed her face into a pillow while their two children watched.
Wow.
Nice guy?
Nice guy.
All-time team right here. Barrett Robbins.
Oh, I love this one.
Charged with attempted murder in 2005 in an incident in which he was shot three times by police and still was resisting arrest after being shot.
Boy, he was jacked up on something, wasn't he?
He also had a trip to jail for repeated substance abuse violations. Andre Smith, and this is the nice guy of the offensive line.
Yeah.
He was just arrested
for the big
for
teddy bear.
Carrying a loaded weapon in an airport.
Oh.
Our defensive line.
Okay, what, there's going to be a ton of those.
What all criminal team doesn't start with on the defensive line? Leonard Little.
Oh, yeah.
1988, Little was drunk behind a wheel and killed a woman in a car crash. In 2004, arrested for DWI. My next guy, Greg Hardy. Do we even need to go over his rap sheet?
No.
Let's just say it starts with his girlfriend being thrown onto a futon that was covered with assault weapons, and it only goes down from there. Mark Gastineau was involved in a few off-field activities, including assault, drug possession, and beating a woman. He burned his girlfriend with a cigarette lighter, and after repeated violations of parole, he spent 11 months in Rikers Island.
Good guy. Real good guy.
And Jim Dunaway, he's the captain of our defensive line. 1998, his ex-wife, Naniel Dunaway, was found dead in a half-empty swimming pool. An autopsy revealed that she had a fractured skull and was unconscious when she was placed in the water by her assailant. Prior to this event, his wife, Naniel, won a divorce from Jim, which gave her more than 800 acres of property that the couple owned, $1,800 a month in alimony, and half of Dunaway's NFL pension. So they're linking the two somehow.
Yes, okay.
Although Dunaway was later charged with murder, a grand jury chose not to indict him of the charges, and in response, his children filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging that Jim Dunaway was responsible for their mother's death in 2002. Dunaway was found liable and ordered to pay $600,000 to his children.
Wow.
Ironically, he was a teammate of...
You got me.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
At linebacker, everyone, your defensive captain resides here. Ray Lewis.
Of course. You forgot another Ray guy, though. Oh. For Ray McDonald?
Oh, he's coming up. I have him as linebacker, I think.
Oh.
Right? Or do I? No, I have Alden Smith as linebacker.
Okay, yeah, no, Ray McDonald.
Oh.
He's a real winner, too. All right, so go ahead.
At linebacker, Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis and some of his friends got into a scrap outside a bar and killed two people.
You got a big heart on this one, I know.
Yeah, I know.
This one you bring up all the time.
He may have killed Jacinth Baker, 21, and Richard Lawler, 24. Ray Lewis has no idea what you're talking about. Ray Lewis has never seen those two people before in his life. But what Ray Lewis means is he was acting as a peacemaker.
Right. Trying to.
He didn't flee the scene. Ray didn't get rid of his blood-covered clothes. Ray didn't see anything. Ray would like to dance now, praise Jesus. I had to put that in.
That was from
the website.
I know.
Lawrence Taylor. Taylor had an itch for nose candy, to say the least. In an infamous 60 Minutes interview, Taylor admitted to spending upwards of $1,000 a day on cocaine, and he likened his house to a crack house. He's also been accused of rape. However, nothing forgives his appearance on Dancing with the Stars. That was a crime.
That was a crime.
And finally, at linebacker, Alden Smith.
They got him on here.
Yep, he has a lot of things involving weapons, and when I say a lot, I mean a lot. And didn't he also beat his fiance?
Yeah, he did some, and lots of DUIs, mm-hmm. I know. And didn't he yell that he had a gun in an airport or something, too? Oh, or was that a different?
That might have been another guy that looks like him.
Okay.
And this is when I started just getting out of hand, and I just, okay, cornerbacks, Pac-Man Jones. I just put, seriously, he's Pac-Man Jones. What else do you need to know?
What else do you need
to know? And the thing is, with a Pac-Man Jones, I found out he has never been convicted of anything. Of all the crap that he's been involved in, never been convicted.
Well, and is that because people just...
They drop charges.
Right.
Corey Fuller at cornerback.
Oh, what? Corey. What did Corey do again?
Corey Fuller was charged with hosting high-stakes poker games at his house, which was also the site of a shootout. In that event, an assailant attempted to rob the card game, and a shootout ensued in which approximately 20 rounds were fired between Fuller and the man who was trying to rob them.
I want to say this right now because I'm feeling pretty bad. I want to apologize to Sam Heward because I thought he was the one that did that. But
it was Corey Fuller?
It was Corey Fuller.
Neither of them, after 20 shots, none of the shots hit anyone. Some of us need to take some target practice.
I think so.
And at safety, we have two ex-Packers.
Yes.
Eugene Robinson. Love this one.
That one, yeah.
After winning that year's Bart Starr Award from the Christian group Athletics in Action for his high moral character.
Once again, I'm not laughing.
We're laughing with him.
Yes.
He was arrested the night before the Super Bowl when he was playing for Atlanta for offering money in return for sex to an undercover police officer. And then you have the sharp-dressed man, Darren Sharper.
Well,
he was part of the boat party, wasn't he?
Well, and he
in Minnesota.
Yes, he was. But wasn't he like on that Super Bowl team with Eugene?
No, because he played in New Orleans. He was on the Super Bowl team in New Orleans.
No, but I thought Darren rookie year. Or do I get the wrong guy? I thought Darren.
No, Darren Sharper's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, was in Atlanta.
All right.
But anyway, Darren, not his brother.
Not his brother.
Brother's a nice guy. Darren Sharper committed a series of sexual assaults in the years following his retirement and has been handed lengthy sentences in prison for these, some of which involve drugs.
Wow.
Which takes us to our kicker and our punter. At kicker.
We have a kicker and a punter?
Yes. And actually, our punter can play both just in case our kicker, like, eats his way out of, because our kicker is Sebastian Janikowski.
Yep, Wayne has him.
He was accused of bribing a police officer. He's been arrested for numerous bar fights, was caught with the date rape drug, and was charged with false imprisonment and multiple assaults.
Wow.
The Polish cannon. And our punter, he is actually a two-way player. He punts and kicks. He is Russell Erksleben. He was drafted in the first round in the 1979 draft and played six seasons in the league, in which he was a punter and a kicker. His career was unremarkable, as you can imagine, because you've never heard of Russell Erksleben.
No. But you're missing two.
Well, I missed, I know I didn't do Matt Prater.
Yep, that's one.
Who was DWI.
Twice.
Yep.
Once in Florida, and then once in Denver.
Once involving a stripper.
That they didn't have on here.
Oh, that was on one of the websites I saw. It said that a stripper was involved. Not that there's anything wrong with doing a stripper.
Right, no.
We just had to let you know that there was one involved.
I'm kind of shocked that he drives a Chevy Trailblazer, too. I would have thought a little better vehicle than that.
But anyways, Erksleben makes my list because he was convicted of fraud twice and spent over 7 years in prison.
Wow, there's a lot of guys out there for kickers. I'm shocked.
Now, a little added thing I did, because, you know, the team needs uniforms. So, black and white stripes would be the easiest uniform to go with.
Easily,
of course. Or the Pittsburgh Steelers throwback.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be another option. However, I decided to go in another direction, and I selected the Minnesota Vikings uniform for our all-criminal team. Why?
Why not?
Well, when doing my research, I learned that the Minnesota Vikings seem to be the poster children for criminal activity in the NFL. The Vikings have had 32 arrests in the past 10 years and are tied for the league lead with Denver. And,
wow,
I think that it has to do something with forcing men to wear purple uniforms. But that's just a hypothesis of mine. No actual scientific study done there. So our all-criminal team will wear the Minnesota Viking uniforms.
So we're going to have that list up on...
That list. Well, my right, list is up there. It's okay, up there awesome. On right now. MyCFFL.com. There you go. 32 minutes of fun.
Ooh, that was fun.
With the all-criminal NFL team. And now...
A blast from the past.
A little faster item we were going to do the...
I hope it's going to be faster.
Top 10 Super Bowl era quarterbacks. And here we go with that. And we're back.
All right.
Oh, I feel so
that was fun.
Dirty after that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So we're going to clean it up a little bit. We're going to bring it back to quality. The top 10 Super Bowl era quarterbacks. Now, when I did mine, I didn't know if I should go with only ranking them on their Super Bowl performances or,
right.
Or not. So when it got down to 9 and 10, I'm going to tell you right now, it's only Super Bowl era performances. But 1 through 8, I just went career.
Okay. Now, I got to start this off as,
okay.
If you have Aaron Rodgers anywhere on this list.
Oh, he's on the list.
Okay. I hope people are out there listening right now and agree with me that as much as everybody loves Aaron Rodgers, he should not be on the top 10 quarterback list of Super Bowl.
Super Bowl era?
Yeah.
50 years?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be on the top 10 list in 50 years?
Hell no. What has he done? He's won one Super Bowl.
We'll get into that when we get to number 4.
Okay. Oh, my God. Really?
Number 1. Who do you have?
Easily. Tom Brady.
No. Joe Montana.
Oh, please.
Joe Montana is 4-for-4 in Super Bowl wins, and he is 0 for every pass in throwing interceptions in the Super Bowl.
Okay. I'm not going to.
You can't argue with that.
Well, no, because I can't wait to hear your number 2.
Number 2, Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tom Brady, yes, he has 4 Super Bowl wins, but he also has 2 Super Bowl losses.
So with your theory on the number 1,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't Terry Bradshaw be number 2?
Terry Bradshaw's number 3. Because, again, this isn't only Super Bowl performances. This is career. It only goes to Super Bowl performances when I get to 9 and 10 because I couldn't think of anybody else.
You mean career as in...
Career as a quarterback.
Tom Brady's twice the quarterback as Joe Montana.
Yeah, but don't forget, 2 of his Super Bowl wins are thanks to Malcolm Butler interceptions. Otherwise, he'd be 3-3.
All right. I knew this was going to be...
Well, you think Tom Brady's number 1?
Oh, by far. He's going to probably get another one. I think Tom Brady's going to have a Super Bowl before Aaron Rodgers.
Is this a rainbow bet?
It might have to be.
How many years are we going to give this? Or is we just got to keep that one up there for?
Well, I don't know, because I'm shocked Tom Brady's just signed a 2-year contract extension. I can't see him playing
more than
he's 42. Like, but I just knew when you said Joe Montana's a perfect 4-0, and I knew you weren't going to have Terry Bradshaw on
number
there.
2? No, I have number 3.
But well, he was perfect 4-0.
He was 4-0 also. However, you have to admit that his team that he had was a lot more talented than anything Joe Montana played with.
Oh.
Come on, the Steel Curtain defense, the running backs, the receivers.
Oh, I wish
what did
I
Joe, Mon- Joe I, Montana had what? Jerry Rice?
Jerry Rice.
What's a Roger
Dwight Craig? Clark.
Dwight Clark. Okay, he made one catch.
Tight ends.
Sherrard.
He had plenty of tight ends.
Dwight Clark was tight end, wasn't he?
No.
Who was the tight end that made the catch?
Dwight Clark. Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
Oh, he was? I thought it was a tight end. He just looked like a tight
end. Yeah. But he had good to great running backs, and Roger Craig, Wendell Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Anyways, you're not helping yourself.
Well, no, I'm just saying, who has Tom Brady had?
Tom Brady has had, oh my God, really?
Or no, wait, I'm sorry. Who are we arguing?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
He had...
The two wide receivers.
Yep. Yeah, two wide receivers. He had stud at running back.
Yeah.
He had the defensive line, which won the games for him most of the time.
But I don't think San Francisco's defense was all that bad in those years. I don't have the...
Yeah, but they played who? They played Cincinnati.
Which I thought was a great team because I was reading up on this. Ken Anderson, if he would have won that one Super Bowl with the Cincinnati Bengals, easily would be in the Hall of Fame.
He beat Denver Broncos, who are horrible.
Right.
Did he beat Denver twice? Or he beat...
Well, I think Steve Young beat Denver.
Then once? Okay. Do I have Steve Young on my list?
If you have Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't.
Good.
But Terry Bradshaw, who do you have at number three?
I actually have Terry Bradshaw at number three.
You do?
Yeah. So our top three...
Who's your number two?
Joe Montana.
Okay, we got same top three.
Just not in the right order.
Mine's right.
Mine's right.
Terry Bradshaw, quite arguably one of the five best arms in football history. And he was able to run, and he called his own plays.
And I loved him in Cannonball Run.
Number four. Apparently this is where we... Are we off track?
I know you're not going to have my guy.
Nope.
Because number four, you have Aaron Rodgers.
I have Aaron Rodgers. He is as talented of a quarterback anyone has ever watched. Better than Favre and even better than Peyton Manning.
He's so talented, he's only won one Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, he should have had one, but you know, you have to give that up to...
You got
to
blame everybody else but
him. No, I'm blaming poor special teams play against Seattle.
This is a farce, folks, he has Aaron Rodgers.
He's a victim
four.
Of bad breaks and receivers who simply couldn't catch a ball, like against the Giants in 2011.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
That was the year they went 15-1 in the regular season.
God, I'm getting a headache. Number four, John Elway.
Oh, John Elway isn't even on my list. Stop. Come on, seriously?
Oh, my God.
John Elway. I mean, you think about it. Aaron Rodgers, this past year, they almost made the Super Bowl, and that was with Aaron Rodgers almost won that game with last-second pass to freaking Jeff Janis. How do you not have him on your list?
Oh, I got a headache. Wayne, please respond.
Number five. Who
Pete,
do you have at number?
Please respond.
You have. How do you put John Elway at four?
He's won two Super Bowls, been in five.
Six. Wasn't he in six? Didn't he lose four? Or I'm thinking Buffalo.
You're thinking Jim Kelly.
Okay. Who's not on my list?
He's not on my list either. Good.
If you have Dan Marino on your list, we're done.
No, I don't have Dan Marino.
Okay, good. So who do you have at five?
So it's okay for you to be done with Dan Marino. I almost feel like I should put Dan Marino on the list.
It's a tie. Who do you have at five?
I have the true Packer.
Brett Favre?
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr? Didn't make my list.
Oh, my God.
I have Brett Favre at five.
Not only has Bart Starr won two Super Bowls, the first two Super Bowls, how many?
Well, only one Super Bowl.
Two.
First one was not a Super Bowl. It was the AFC-NFC championship.
Nope.
It was never called Super Bowl one.
Yes, it was.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's listed on my banner downstairs. It's called the AFL-NFL championship.
Can we pause this?
Brett Favre at number five. Any record not held by Brett Favre in the NFL is held by my fifth place guy, Peyton Manning.
Oh, my God.
Favre owns the best combo of on-field stats and swagger as any quarterback in the history of the game. Even the end of his career tendencies to throw the ball to the other team during playoffs cannot keep him out of the fifth place.
You have Peyton Manning fifth place.
Sixth place.
Who'd you have at five?
Brett Favre. Oh
my God. I have Brett. Okay.
Do I need to put my list on the website?
I want you to put my list on the website and your list. Yes, and I want
people to say who's right.
I want some people that have a little clarity in their head, like Wayne, maybe.
Henry.
I know Pete Justin. Klein. I know Pete Klein's out there listening. I think he could respond to this.
Yeah.
I know because. Wow. Okay.
Who do you have at six?
Six. I have Troy Aikman.
Oh, didn't make my list.
Of course he didn't. He only won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I have Peyton Manning at 6. So you put him on there because he won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah. I thought that's what we're... Okay.
Peyton Manning, probably the most boring quarterback in the history of football.
Peyton Manning won 1 Super Bowl.
2 Super Bowls.
One.
2 Super Bowl rings.
One.
We only won 1 in Indy, 1 in Denver.
Yeah. The one Denver, the Denver
defense won.
Defense won.
Kind of like with Terry Bradshaw. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Peyton falls, in my opinion, because he should have more rings, just like he should have at least 1 Heisman Trophy, but he doesn't. Mm. Teams were built around him in order to make him shine. Wow. And yet he failed more than he succeeded. Otherwise, he'd be higher. Yep.
Peyton Manning.
He maintained his on-field excellence in order for his team to succeed in the playoffs, and he often didn't do that, which means his teams failed, which is why he retired.
Okay.
Who do you have at 7?
I have back-to-back Dallas Cowboys.
You have Staubach?
Staubach.
I have Staubach at 9.
Oh, at least you're...
you're okay. Getting there. Getting My there. Number 7 guy, Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, I have him at 8.
Okay. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's been in the league 12 seasons and has played in the Super Bowl 1/4 of those seasons, winning 2 Super Bowls. In those 2 Super Bowl wins, Roethlisberger is quite possibly the best player on the field for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You took the words out of my mouth.
All right. Who do you have at 8? You have Roethlisberger at 8.
I have Roethlisberger at 8.
You have Staubach at 7.
7.
Okay. Roethlisberger at 8. I have Drew Brees. And he's lower than Rodgers because he's already in the twilight of his career he finally got to the Super Bowl. He quite possibly wouldn't even be in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for Brett Favre throwing the ball to the wrong team in the playoff game. He's the ultimate feel-good story, a position Russell Wilson may take over in the future.
I think to be on this list, you have to at least been in 2 Super Bowls.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, because there's so many guys out there that have been in multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, but the Super Bowls, along with their regular career, aren't that good. I mean, Trent Dilfer.
But we're
Joe
starting...
Joe Flacco.
I agree, Joe.
Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson.
Kaepernick should have been another guy that we had on our...
Criminal team?
Yeah.
Well, those are alleged.
Okay, I know, sorry. Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that have been in 2 Super Bowls that... are horrible quarterbacks. I mean, Steve Young wasn't that great.
He's only won 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't he in 2? No, 1.
No, 1, no. I have him down as 1.
Jim Kelly. Dan Marino.
I thought Jim Kelly's a great quarterback.
Yeah, until it mattered. Just like Dan Marino.
Okay, who's...
Where number 9. We're at number 9.
Number 9.
Who do you have?
The second best Packer of all time.
Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Hmm. You have him way down 9?
What has he done?
Oh, he holds every record that Peyton Manning doesn't hold.
But Dave, I thought we were basing this on Super Bowl.
Super Bowl era.
Era.
Yeah.
Oh, see, not... Okay, once again, I listened to the first part of your thing.
You only heard Super Bowl.
And I thought we were talking...
Right. You, that's fine. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. So then would your list change then?
If it was just Super Bowl?
Just talking about Super Bowl quarterbacks? Because I thought that's how you first explained it to me as we were talking about the top 10 Super Bowl quarterbacks.
I would still have Montana at 1, Brady at 2, Bradshaw at 3. Aaron would probably fall a little. It would probably go Manning 4, Favre 5. Let's keep him. Roethlisberger 6. I'd probably put Aaron Rodgers at 7. And Breeze, Staubach at 9 still, played 11 seasons in the NFL, won 2 Super Bowls for the Cowboys.
Okay.
750 winning percentage in the NFL, and he's only remembered for his Hail Mary pass in the 1975 playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings. Roger Staubach, 9. Oh, wait, who do you have at 10? I was wrong about one of mine.
What do you mean you were wrong? You can't be wrong. You had your one wrong
I know
of
for the year.
Yeah.
Well, you've witnessed the first.
Okay.
I was mistaken.
Okay, there we go. Better. Well, knife. Okay,
no, that's all right. You have a bunch of ties. Who do you?
No, I don't have any ties. I just have. I feel like I was misled on this one. All right. I have Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, he was close to making my team.
I mean, he was 2-0 in the Super Bowls. Yep.
He's got a good career going.
He seems to win when he needs to win.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad pick.
And he did
for either one of the situations, whether it's just quarterback for NFL Super Bowls or my number 10. He just throws it away. My number 10 actually is Steve Young.
Wow.
He replaced Joe Montana's 49ers quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Holds the record for most pass attempts in a playoff game, 65. Tied for most touchdown passes in a playoff game at 6. Most career postseason rushing yards by a quarterback.
Okay.
Well, everybody sucks in Tampa Bay. Most postseason quarterback, most postseason quarterback rushing touchdowns, and the first Super Bowl MVP to be the leading quarterback and leading rusher in a Super Bowl.
How did Phil Simms not? Oh, forget it.
Phil Simms? Same reason can Jeff Hostetler didn't make it.
Yeah, but Phil Simms sucked in the first half, but was perfect in the second half.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But like I said, you led me astray on this list.
I did not lead you astray. You only chose to hear one word.
No, you first started out as Super Bowl era.
It's always been Super Bowl era. Always been.
I know, you can't be wrong. I got it.
It's not about being wrong. It's not about being wrong.
I know.
Okay, there it is.
That was fun.
Our top 10 Super Bowl era quarterbacks, and it's time for the Dan surprise. It comes after we listen to some club music.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
You might. Okay. There it is, the club music. It's time for the fantasy girl of the week. And it's only...
Come on, let's go.
It only comes to us.
Who's this from?
We got an email.
The only email I got so far in this
from
damn
Wayne?
Podcast is from Wayne.
Garrett from Monroe, Washington. Oh, and by the way, I was looking at our stats.
Uh-huh.
Two listeners from the United Kingdom.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm
just
big
adding.
In the United Kingdom.
So there you go. When you get online, when you go and check out this podcast, be sure to subscribe.
Yes.
That helps. That helps. And we know where all you guys are coming from.
My cute little picture of me in there.
Garrett from Monroe, Wisconsin writes this. Guys, love the podcast. Wow. Two things I wanted to say. First of all.
Is this legit?
Yep. First of all, to
love
Dave.
Love you, Garrett.
First of all, to Dave.
Oh, God.
Dan is right.
Oh, wait. Stop the presses.
He's from Washington. Dan is right. You need to let the Cam Newton hate go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to give you a couple things here.
Okay.
One, never.
Never.
I will never let the Cam Newton thing go. Number two, it's not hate. It's dislike for douchebags.
Let it go. Hey, how much does that cost to get us the rights for that song?
Let it go.
Do we have it in our budget?
We can. From what I was reading, we can have, like, if we're doing this podcast,
right?
And there's like music playing in the background, we can't be sued for that.
Oh,
because it's just like.
So I could have played it on my phone.
You could have. We would have been
threw
fine.
It over there.
Right. It's just thrown over there, and just so you could kind of hear in the background. You know, you can't get. But anyways, back to the email.
Yeah, I
Secondly,
want to listen to this very smart man.
You got to let the Cam Newton hate go.
Oh.
Secondly, I would like to suggest a fantasy girl of the week. You already had Chrissy Blair from the UFC. When are you going to have her sidekick in UFC, Vanessa Hansen? I saw her at a UFC event in Vegas, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of her. That's something you shouldn't be admitting in public. That's like a stalking thing. Keep up the good work. Thanks. So there is Garrett from Monroe, Washington. And because of you, we have as our fantasy girl this week.
I feel like I need to send Garrett something.
Check her out on the website, mycffl.com. The fantasy girl of the week link. Her name.
I wish we could drop these mics because I want to drop the mic.
Vanessa Hansen, everyone. Vanessa Hansen was born and raised in Orange County, California.
Wow.
She fits the mold of the ideal California girl with her easygoing vibe and down-to-earth personality. She loves being outdoors, cooking, reading, playing video games, and enjoying live music. Sorry, I'm trying to help Dan on here.
I know.
Oh, yeah, she just gave you this. I'll give you the mouse.
That's a good idea.
Live music.
Love that.
She also loves staying in shape through hiking and yoga, Pilates, and bar classes. That must be like a dance thing. Vanessa stands 5'8", and here's your chance. Her measurements are...
Uh-oh. I need a good picture here. There we go.
Her measurements are...
Whew. I'm going to go 34.
33.
Damn.
you're a little bit off practice.
24.
24, exactly right.
I got that.
And now the hips.
35.
34. 33, 24, 34. You're getting better.
Vanessa
Hansen is an American model. Her exotic looks come from a mixed background of Mexican, German, and Norwegian. She's represented by Ford models across the U.S., and she currently resides in Los Angeles. She's 21 years old.
See, now I need to know more about Garrett, though. Is he a younger kid?
Apparently he likes brunettes.
Well, and he... Beautiful girl.
You may know Vanessa best as...
Kid over 30.
As one of the UFC Octagon girls, or you may have seen her image shopping at one of your favorite stores, including Fredericks of Hollywood.
I shop there all the time.
And NastyGal.com.
Oh, yeah. Now we're knowing more and more about Garrett, too, aren't we?
Vanessa Hansen.
Do you know her?
Well, I see her every week when Judy and I are watching on, what do you call it? The UFC shows.
That is awesome.
Vanessa Hansen.
Garrett.
Check her out. MyCFFL.com. MyCFFL.com. That's it for this week, everyone.
I'm speechless. I feel like I can drop the mic, walk out. Well, I was
somebody
right.
Somebody tells you you're right. And
let
it
go.
One person.
Let it go.
One person. But there it is. Check out the website, mycfl.com. You have questions, comments, concerns. You want to suggest a fantasy girl of the week, whether she's 21, 31,
let's try to get up.
41, whatever you want to do.
Let's get her up to 30.
Send us an email, cfflcommissioner@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan. Send him one telling him I'm right.
No.
With my top 10 quarterbacks.
I'll never read it. I'll
of
never
the
read
Super Bowl
it.
Era.
At strap1971@yahoo.com.
There you go. That's it for this week. Next time we join you, we'll have... Well, we're going to have to do our mock.
Oh, mock draft?
Well, we can't really do a mock draft because that's going to be too tough.
Yeah.
Well, we could do a mock draft, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll give away my winning mock draft for the NFL draft coming up at Hooters.
Right now, do you have how many quarterbacks do you think you got going on top round or first round?
I'm going to say, you're getting me. I want to say two, maybe three.
That's what I have.
Okay. This is where they're going. And where we always get screwed up is on the trades.
Yes.
But, next time we get in here, we'll discuss the fantasy draft viewing party.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Not the fantasy draft viewing party, the NFL draft viewing party. And we'll go over our mock draft. Deal?
Deal.
Until then.
Sounds good.
Be good.
Take
check
care.
Check out Vanessa on the website. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.